You're listening to Simon Scriver's Amazingly Ultimate Fundraising Superstar Podcast, talking all things fundraising, charities, nonprofits, and more. Here's your host, as always, Simon Scriver.
Hello, you are very welcome here today. And who I have with me today is Susan Morgan, who is the director of the Tony Elisher Foundation. Hello, Susan.
Hello, Simon. Thanks for inviting me here.
You're very welcome, and thanks for taking the time. We're at IFC at the moment in Amsterdam, so thanks a million for finding a few minutes for me. I know you're busy mixing.
Absolutely. I'm very, very tired, but having a fantastic time with lots of amazing fundraisers.
You're pushing through it, and actually, are you partying?
No comment.
Yeah, fair enough. And so we've been talking. I mean, I met you last year, I think was the first time I met you. But obviously the name Tony Elisher is kind of infamous in the fundraising sector. And obviously the reason the Tony Elisher Foundation came around. For the people who aren't listening, who is Tony?
Tony is one of the most inspirational fundraisers that most people have met in their sort of fundraising career. He was a fundraiser for 30 years in the UK and on the international stage, but really sadly passed away at the beginning of 2016. And since then, we've set up a foundation as his legacy in fundraising to inspire the next generation of fundraising leaders.
Wow. How did you know him personally?
I knew Tony for best part of 15 years, because the first time I knew him was when he spoke at a Red Cross conference when I worked for the British Red Cross.
Okay.
And he was this fantastic sort of speaker there. And then a few years later, I became involved with Think Consulting Solutions.
Okay.
And have been an associate with them ever since. So I worked with Tony, and sure, he was our kind of the leader of the team that I worked
with. What was he like to work with? I can't even imagine.
Energetic, excited, fun, learned huge amounts. You know, it's just such a privilege to sort of work with somebody like that.
Because he had that energy all the time, didn't he, really?
Yes.
Like
he
just on stage, he didn't just turn it on.
No, he did have that energy all the time, but he also had the ability to know when to really focus on what was really, really important and get out of you as an individual sort of the most important thing and really guide you on the things that you should do, which is kind of why we've ended up sort of setting up a mentoring program in his name, because that was one of the things that he did so well. He had lots of influences on people in small ways, in big ways, but he was really good at spotting the talents in individuals and guiding them to sort of be the best fundraiser they could be.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember when he passed away and a few of my fundraiser friends kind of said what an impact he'd had on them. And I didn't even realize, but people in Canada, people in the US, people in Norway, who he had kind of taken under his wing. He obviously had a very big wing.
I think that's something that I hadn't quite realized, because I've got to work with him on a, you know, sort of a weekly basis. But yeah, and in the last 2 years, I've heard more and more of these stories with people who've been influenced and mentored informally, formally by Tony. And you're right, it is global. Mm. It really is. It's quite incredible. And it's, you know, we've got people that we know have had, he's helped over 15 years, to people who he met at a conference and then did a follow-up conversation about their presentation skills. And that has made a huge change to them. So he's kind of transformed the sort of fundraising lives of a huge amount of people.
Yeah, I can imagine. And I think I said to you that he actually had an impact on me. I think it was the very first fundraising conference I went to. I think he did the opening and Stephen Pinchin did the closing, or maybe it was the other way around. And I'd never seen anything like that. It was just that booming voice and the energy, and it was like deafening.
Yes.
But really intoxicating, to the point that was kind of when I made the decision that I wanted to be a speaker. And even one of my friends says to me now that I turned to her and said, one day I'm going to speak at this conference.
I didn't know that. That's fantastic.
And a few years later, I did the opening plenary at that conference in Ireland. And so he, you know, I only had the fortune to meet him a couple of times, but I saw him speak a lot of times, and he had such an impact on me. And that's why it's such a nice treat to talk to you.
You're very welcome.
So what is the foundation going up to? Why does it apply to people to listening to this? Because I think it applies to everyone.
It does apply to everyone. It's we're here to help sort of fundraisers we're looking for individuals who have fundraising at this the heart of their sort of passion of what they want to do. So it is about a lifelong kind of commitment for fundraising. But what we're here to do is to bring out their kind of talent and potential through providing mentoring for them. And it's for fundraisers in all countries around the world. Our challenge is if you're the right person, we'll find the right mentor for you wherever you are. The program that we run is a 12-month commitment on a mentoring program where you'll work one-to-one with a mentor. But in addition to that, we do lots of work with you with your cohort, with a peer group of other mentees.
Sure.
So we do a workshop where you increase your self-awareness through the Insights Evaluator. I don't know if you've done the yellow, blue, green exercise. So you learn a lot about kind of your strengths and your weaknesses as a as an individual, which you can use in the mentoring to find out where you need to kind of focus your attention.
Okay.
So we do that at the beginning and we do seminars. We're going to launch some webinars for the mentee. So it's more than just the mentoring. There's a bigger program attached. And this is for the mentees that get involved. This is, there's no cost for them. Yeah, it is a selective process. You have to apply.
Yeah,
so it's competitive because we, you know, we are looking for, you know, sort of really talented individuals.
Yeah.
And but yeah, we'd encourage anybody who sort of thinks a mentor would be good for them to have a look at the website, get in touch with me, and I'm very happy to talk to them about it.
Wow, amazing! So basically, fundraisers, people who have a love for fundraising, who want to see their career progress, want to get out there a bit more and maybe don't have the tools to do it or just need a bit of guidance to do that.
That's right.
Who you're for.
Yes. Yeah. And I mean, we're working with the fundraisers we're working with are in the whole variety of charities. We've got tiny little charities where it's a sole fundraiser responsible to everything, for up to people in the biggest charities. But it's what we're looking for is the people that we can make, they're at that pivotal point in their kind of journey, really. So they may be ready to take on more responsibility, or they may need to kind of build their wider networks and understand the environment more. So it can be adaptable to work for anybody at any sort of stage in their career, really.
Amazing. Yeah, I love that, what you said, that anyone who wants a mentor, you'll find the right person for them. You'll find the right fit.
It's all about the matching. It's although there is a kind of a program over 12 months, it's not, we have an awful lot of mentors. We're so lucky that these fantastic people have volunteered to come and work with us. But we don't just say, oh, you're there, there's a person coming in to be a mentee, tick them off. We spend a lot of time talking to both sides about what they both want to get out of it, because it's important that the mentor finds it to be a really beneficial and sort of process and something that motivates them. So we'll look at what their objectives are, what their goals are, what type of person they are, their geography, all sorts of different factors, and match the right people together. And we give the initial processes, making sure they've got the right rapport to get the most out of that first 12-month relationship.
So amazing.
That's the tricky job for me.
Yeah, it sounds like you're busy matchmaking around the world. So anyone who's interested in mentoring as well, anyone who's kind of established, they should get in touch with you as well.
Yes, please.
So basically everyone should get in touch
with
you. Because everyone needs a mentor and everyone should be a mentor, I think.
I think so. And it can be at this stage, you know, in your career, it can be a really senior stage in your career. Everybody can get involved in this in a way that is beneficial for them and for all of us as fundraising profession.
Amazing. It's lovely. And it seems to really line up with Tony and what he was to so many people.
Absolutely. I mean, he was so passionate about fundraising and the belief that fundraising is a really kind of valuable and sort of respected professional career. So yeah, it really is kind of doing what he was doing it in his day-to-day life, and we're carrying that on now, which is a real privilege.
Brilliant. Good on you. Okay, so where should people go? What's the web address?
The web address is tonyelishafoundation.org. And we're also on Twitter. Again, it's Tony Elisha Foundation, but it's FDN at the end. Or they can find me, Susan Morgan, on LinkedIn, or the foundation on LinkedIn as well. So lots of routes in. If you find us, we'll get back to you.
Great. And I'll put a push out for it. But yeah, so Tony Elisha Foundation and Susan Morgan. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Anything else you want to add or plug at the end? Putting you on the spot.
just to say, really not just about our mentoring, but about mentoring as a whole. I did a session here sort of yesterday, and it's just really struck me, having worked with the mentors and mentees in the last sort of 12, 18 months, how incredibly sort of valuable it can be for your own personal development. And so I would really encourage anybody to truly take control of their own development. You have to put work into it to make it work. It's not something that happens to you. So you've got to be prepared to put the effort in.
So everyone, if they go to Tony Ellis Foundation, and the applications will be open again, but generally just get in touch with you and they can chat through it.
Absolutely. Very happy to talk to people, because it's, you know, we're just there to help all fundraisers sort of do a fantastic job.
What a great mission. All right. Thanks so much for your time. Thanks for coming onto the podcast. And we're going to sign off now. So thanks a million. Take care.
Bye-bye.
And now a word from our sponsors.
So we're coming to Vegas to talk about donor love, all things donor love, the principles. We're going to share a whole bunch of practical examples.
Two-day masterclass. We've got lots of things we can cover. We're happy to cover things you want. Ask questions in advance. We'll be in touch with you beforehand. So it can be kind of customized to what you guys want and need unique to Vegas.
Yeah, a nice open space for everyone so that we can deal with your actual issues that you're going through. And share lots of information and stuff like that.
It's going to be awesome. We'll be there January
18th and 19th in the Golden Nugget in Las Vegas.
And you should go to
aflasvegas.org. And our website is donorloveacademy.com, and the details of that event and any other event coming up will be on there.
See you in Vegas.
See you in Vegas.
Had four very exciting people running it. And it was, each had a different style, a different perspective, and the material was great. It's something that I really believe in, but they gave me a lot of new ideas and a lot of new things that I can take back home with me. And as happens in these master classes, sometimes you get an idea that's not necessarily directly related to what has been said, but it's a great idea to take back anyway. So I am grateful to the presenters, because they were really entertaining, they were wonderful. All in different styles, as I said, but really great. And I would be happy to take a masterclass from them again.
You've been listening to Simon Scriver's Amazingly Ultimate Fundraising Superstar podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and head over to changefundraising.com to learn more or get in touch with Simon. Or don't, whatever. You're